Iowa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A House committee has approved two articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary over the immigration crisis. Texas Republican August Pfluger.
The point is, serious harm has occurred. This isn't a policy issue. This is failure to comply with laws that are on the books.
Political analysts predict the move won't be approved in the Senate. Social media CEOs headed to Capitol Hill to testify amid reports Meta rejected past calls to make Facebook and Instagram safer for kids. CBS's Jared Hill.
Lawmakers say the tech giants have failed to protect children online. The committee is looking to pass a series of regulations and amend Section 230, a law that shields tech companies from being sued by users.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek and local officials in Portland take action on a drug crisis.
The state, the county, and city declare a fentanyl state of emergency.
It'll last for 90 days, connect users with rehab programs, and crack down on dealers. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge rules that state regulators can force factory farms to get permits before they discharge pollutants. Lobbyists for factory farms sued in Calumet County, challenging the Department of Natural Resources' legal authority, but the judge says state law calls for maintaining the integrity of Wisconsin's water. Two ambulance workers who couldn't find a woman who slipped, fell, and hit her head and died in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago will not be punished.
Because they didn't do anything wrong. The EMS system here worked as designed. You have to understand that false alarms are a common thing in the EMS system, particularly at bus stops.
Jim Baker is CEO of Curtis Ambulance. The crew that responded to Jolene Waldrop's 911 call has been cleared of negligence after an internal investigation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The second suspect relating to a violent Barron County home invasion was arrested this week. According to the Barron Police Chief, the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office took Ricardo Antonio Dominguez into custody on charges of armed robbery, physical abuse of an elder person, and theft. Dominguez and Ryan Charpentier are accused of entering a 70-year-old man's home in December, tying him up and pointing guns at him, using a taser or stun gun on him, and stealing an estimated $13,000 in cash, jewelry, and a gun. One person is dead and one arrested in the wake of a Rusk County collision. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, the driver of a semi-truck identified as Stephen Nasholm was killed in a crash around 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday. The crash occurred on Highway 8 near Weyerhauser. Officials say Jorge Sanchez Zanahua was driving westbound in a Jeep when he collided with the eastbound semi-truck. Sanchez Zanahua was arrested on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle following the crash. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Rhys Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Rhys into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy and warm today with a record high of 51 degrees this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, but still mild. Our high 46 on Friday, partly cloudy, with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Recording, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I got my spring attire on.
Yeah, you were telling me it's supposed to be 45 for 2 weeks straight.
You know, man, I've been so excited about the fact that we're going to have 45 for 2 weeks straight. And I thought that we were really ahead of the game in Wisconsin. But then I looked at the map. Man, almost everybody else is in the 60s. We're one of the coldest parts of the nation. And anybody who thinks that global warming is not real, you know, they need to go and kick rocks. Man, it is not cold anywhere. And this is April weather, man. Let's see. Do we go from January to April? Oh, no. There's a month called March, right?
Well, there's February in there,
yeah.
Too.
Hey, I forgot about February, which starts on tomorrow. Man, it is really just unbelievable, Calvin, this weather. And if you don't take advantage of it, right? I mean, man, get out, man. You know, normally we're just snowed and iced in. I know I'm going to take a good walk today, man. I haven't, you know, had a chance to get out and walk for a while. But 45 degrees is good walking weather, right? You just, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, let me ask you this, Calvin, because, you know, you're in the know. You're a young guy. You know what's happening. You're media savvy. There's this woman, right, that everybody's talking about right now. Young woman, I don't know, maybe, what, 30 years old? Maybe could be a little older than that. But I guess the world knows who she is. She's a young billionaire. She's everywhere. They're talking about her more than they talk about the president of the United States. You know who I'm talking about?
I think I might have a guess.
Who am I talking about?
Are you talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, man, Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift. I want to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift. And yeah, I don't usually do this, but we got to talk about Taylor Swift, man. This woman, 18% of voters, Calvin, 18% of voters say they're going to vote who Taylor Swift tells them to vote for, man. Yeah, you look it up, man. 18% of voters. Man, what's going on in the world? You know, I understand, you know, she's an entertainer. But you're going to vote for who Taylor Swift tells you to vote for?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I'm going to look that study up because that seems like a weird question to even ask someone.
Well, somebody asked people the question and they came up with an 18% number. But if that's not bad enough, you've got Sean Hannity and the Republicans losing their minds because Taylor Swift said she's probably going to vote for Joe Biden. So Sean Hannity, I think you know who he is, right?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard much from that guy in a long time, man. I guess he's been kicking rocks, you know, because I haven't heard much about Sean Hannity. But he went on a rant defending the Republican Party after speculation rose that Taylor Swift would endorse Joe Biden, for the 2024 presidential election. He shared his views during a breaking news segment on his Fox News show, accusing the singer of believing lies about Republicans. So what lies are they telling about Republicans? So Sean Hannity ran down this list of lies that people are telling about that, you know, Republicans. Conservatives and Republicans that they're racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, and that Republicans and conservatives want dirty air and water and total ban on all abortions with no exceptions. Now, I'm seeing you got a text already from Tony who's saying Scott Walker is also, you know, on the wagon, bandwagon of going after Taylor Swift. And now Republicans across the spectrum know how popular this young lady is. And because she's able to, you know, have some influence over young people, they somehow want to figure out a way to, you know, take away the power that this young lady has, which they'll never be able to do. But that list that Sean Hannity ran down about Republicans, I don't know where, you know, the people don't already believe that about many Republicans. That conservatives and Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, and that Republicans and conservatives want dirty air and water and a total ban on abortion with no exceptions. I don't know, man. I clearly get that the people who are doing most of the talk, you know, about transgender people and that conversation really is Republicans. I don't think there's any question about who's behind that. The people who are pushing for diversity, equity, and inclusion elimination, it's Republicans. There's no question about that. The people who are basically homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, that's Republicans. So what is Sean Hannity talking about? Well, she's mischaracterizing, or they're mischaracterizing who we are. You know, when the things that come out of your mouth are those things, then it's safe to say those are your beliefs. If they aren't your beliefs, then why are you saying those things? And so now they're going to attack Taylor Swift. Now, whether or not that's going to be a winning, you know, equation by attacking Taylor Swift is, yeah, come on, it's a long shot. It's not going to make one hill of beans difference to young people who support Taylor Swift and who think she represents them. Because I don't think I've heard Taylor Swift, maybe Calvin, maybe you've heard, I don't think I've heard Taylor Swift say racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, or Islamophobic thing. I haven't heard Taylor Swift say any of those things, have you?
No, and to be honest with you, I haven't even heard her accuse Republicans of that explicitly.
No, she didn't say, she hasn't said any of those things whatsoever. But they are so... The Republicans are so, you know, caught up in the things that they've said, and they've said these things publicly and continue to say them, that they're trying to weasel their way out of what they've said, but it's just not going to be enough. The horse is already out of the barn on those things, and they will be judged during the elections because of the things they've said and the things that they stand for. They've said some really ridiculous things. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the fact that Republicans have said we need to go to war with Iran right now. We need to start dropping bombs and let's go, man. Let's go. Hey, man, it's not a football game. You know, people's lives are at stake. Americans' lives are at stake. And so it's easy for you to sit home in your multi-million dollar homes and say, let's go to war. I don't hear many people saying that other than Republicans. Let's go, man. You know, let's kick off and get the game started. Not a game. So when you've been listening to Republicans, and I pay close attention to what they say and the politicians and what they stand for, these are the things. And if they don't stand for those things, then what they should do is stop saying them. Okay? And then people won't hold you accountable for those things that you've said, continue to say. We've got to take a short hiatus. Our phone lines are open. We're going to be joined today, as Wednesday, by, as always, by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And, you know, hey, you're not going to win if it's Taylor Swift you're going to go after. And if you think that going after Taylor Swift is going to give you an upside during the election, hey, man, it's kind of akin, Calvin, to they didn't give the Barbie movie any accolades, and you saw what happened. 844-967-2789. I see you on the phone lines. We'll return.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, Sean Hannity's rant about Taylor Swift came after exclusive polling conducted in Calvin. This is where you can find it. Newsweek by Redfield and Wilton Strategies found that 18% of voters said they're more likely or significantly more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Taylor Swift. Of all the respondents, 45% said they were fans of the singer and 54% said they were not. Only 6% said they were not familiar with who Taylor Swift was. Sean Hannity's response: maybe Taylor Swift just bought into all the lies about Republicans that they are racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and transphobic and Islamophobic, and they want a total ban on abortion. If she believes that, she is believing a lie. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. They are so scared to death of her, and I hope they keep on talking about her, because she has over 94.8 million followers on Twitter. Is a self-made multi-millionaire.
Billionaire.
She's exactly what they, but she's self-made, grossing tour. She's had the highest grossing tour in history. She gave $55 million in bonuses to those she works with. She's helped thousands, 35,000 people registered to vote. And she's good to her fans. And and she's a Christian, and they are so scared of her because of the fact that she really hasn't. She just dipped her foot in politics because of what Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee said. I hope to hell she gets out there. And you know what's interesting? People are not voting for Taylor Swift just because she's Taylor Swift. They're voting for Taylor, or voting for Taylor's policies that she believes in. She believes in a woman's right to choose. She believes in gay rights. She believes in trans rights. She believes all these things. Now, you tell me, Sean Hannity, why would that be? Why would it be that we would think that Republicans don't like gays or trans people? Or, it couldn't be their policies, could it? Don't believe in a woman's right to choose? I mean, Sean, I'm confused, because everything you're saying is a lie. Your policies speak volumes in terms of who it is that the Republicans in power are. I'm not saying the Republican people. Now, if they're following Donald Trump, then yes. But I'm not saying the Republican voters out there, because I think some of them are very smart and they will vote Democratic and vote for Joe Biden because they see he's an honest, good man and that he's a results-oriented candidate and he's a workhorse, not a show horse. And that he's getting infrastructure done and he's getting it done for the small rural parts of Wisconsin at this point, the bridge and Superior. But the thing is, Taylor believes in, you know, she's a Christian.
Well, so Tom, here's what frightens them. Her influence is undeniable. She was seen on National Voter Registration Day this past September when she took to Instagram to urge her fans to register on nonpartisan, nonprofit vote.org. That led to a surge of more than 35,000 registrations and almost 25% jump on the previous year. She has that type of influence, and these are younger voters that clearly Republicans can't reach. And so that's what is frightening them. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen in Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. Your thoughts? Are you a Swiftie, by the way?
Actually, not as much anymore. I mean, I still do like her music, but when I was a teenager, I literally had posters of her plastered on my wall.
Yeah. Well, is your wife listening? Oh, okay.
No, she's not. Okay. with that being said, a couple things on Taylor Swift and then Sean Hannity's piece. First of all, I've said this a couple times on a couple different shows. Republicans are scared of strong, independent women, and Taylor Swift is one of those strong, independent women, so I'm not surprised that they're so triggered. But with this being said, what Sean Hannity came out and said live on TV, maybe he should go and look at the Republicans' voting record before he goes on live TV and makes a complete fool out of himself, because everything that he said that the Republicans aren't against, the voting record on the Republican side would say different. And Republicans have a really good track record of saying one thing and doing another. An example of that would be Mike Gallagher literally pleading Donald Trump to call off insurrectionists, and then after that saying that he wouldn't impeach Donald Trump. The Republicans love saying one thing, and then when it's time to vote on that one thing, doing a completely different thing.
Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a short hiatus. Stay on the phone lines. We'll reach you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Everybody, it's Todd Alba. At noon on Wednesday, it's Trigby Olson, Pat Kreitlow, and a big Taylor Swiftie show. Why are MAGA folks so upset? Join us at noon.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Doctors say measles is making a comeback in Wisconsin. Around 24 cases were recorded in December. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination against measles in the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's due partly to more families getting exemptions from state vaccination requirements. Governor Evers says the legislative redistricting maps he vetoed yesterday were not the maps he proposed, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
What they put together is not my maps. If they were my maps, I certainly would have signed it.
Republican lawmakers tweaked Evers' proposal to protect GOP incumbents. Wisconsin's new maps will likely be drawn by the state Supreme Court this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of colliding with two Chippewa County police cars and leading authorities on an hour-long chase has reached a plea deal. Mitchell Ludke of Holcomb entered a no-contest plea to recklessly endangering safety, fleeing an officer, and drunk driving. Ludke was accused of using his car to try to hit a Cornell police officer in squad car and intentionally hit two Chippewa County squad cars, doing serious damage to the vehicles with deputies inside. He is scheduled to be sentenced on April 18th. A St. Louis County jury has found a former NFL and Wisconsin football player not guilty of the sexual assault charges he was facing. 47-year-old Tom Burke of Rice Lake was arrested in 2021 and accused of inappropriately touching a 7-year-old victim. Burke denied all of the allegations and entered not guilty pleas to the charges. On Monday night, a jury returned a not guilty verdict following a week of testimony and 5 hours of deliberation. Burke played for the Arizona Cardinals and Wisconsin Badgers. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Academy Award nominations were announced. Oppenheimer led the way with 12, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Director. After Oppenheimer, 2024 is the year of the snub. Killers of the Flower Moon nabbed 10 nominations, but Leo DiCaprio was not nominated, surprising many, but not me. Lily Gladstone, who played DiCaprio's wife, became the first Native American nominee to receive an Oscar nod for Best Actress. Barbie was nominated 8 times, but with 3 big surprises. Margot Robbie was not nominated for Best Actress, Greta Gerwig was snubbed for Best Director, and the third surprise? Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Actor. Huh? If it makes the snubbies feel any better, Oprah and her film, The Color Purple, were denied a Best Pick nomination, too. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy and warm today with a record high of 51 degrees this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, but still mild. Our high 46 on Friday, partly cloudy, with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Taylor Swift is under attack by MAGA. And, you know, what does she do? She, you know, has fame, and she decided to say who she was going to support. And it just so happens that it's not Donald Trump. That's what she said, and that's why she's under assault. Your thoughts? Let's go to Susan. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I totally agree with everything that you have to say. She told the truth. And Sean Hannity made a list of everything that they voted against. I mean, that
yes.
they voted against everything. They made the list. She didn't even make the list. That's what's so hysterically funny. And that, but I love it because she's waking up the young people.
Yes.
And as much as you and I have worked for this planet and this country and this state, it's time to turn it over to the young people, because we have to remember when we were young, what did we change?
Yes.
Busing and civil rights.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Women's rights. We did all that. And I'm proud that we did that. I'm really super proud that you and I are among the people who can say we did that. So now we got to hand it over to Taylor Swift and the young people and say, this is your future. It's the future for your children and your children's children. How do you want to live it?
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. I agree with you. Hear, hear. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I know you won't keep me very long because you can't dispute facts, but...
Well, what facts, man? CJ, Sandy's not here. We're talking about Taylor Swift and the fact that right now Republicans, MAGA Republicans, are attacking her. Why?
Well, right now... and I'm disappointed Sandy isn't here.
Well, Sandy is here. Here on Tuesdays, and Sandy is here on Fridays. Today is Wednesday. Your thoughts on Taylor Swift being attacked by conservatives?
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of callers that are uneducated callers, and right along with Taylor Swift, but. Three more soldiers died underneath this president.
Hey, thank you very
right now.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Good morning to you, Mark. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call, and I won't respond to CJ because
ridiculousness.
It doesn't just repeat. It's just remarkable that Sean Hannity, the man who Donald Trump was calling every night for advice and they'd whisper sweet nothings in each other's ears, when Sean Hannity tucked Donald Trump to bed, that by their works you shall know them. And that we know what the Republicans' works are right now, but they just passed, to impeach
Mayorkas. I mean, come on.
It's just completely, as Maggie Dawn says, performative acts, that it's performing nothing. It's not. If they want to do something about immigration, they have to give Joe Biden the tools. He can do it because he can't just act like a dictator, like they want to get into office and just do whatever the heck he wants, and the law be damned, and that he actually needs to follow the law. And with the law we have right now is what he is enforcing. And when you have that volume of people coming through, you need more resources at the border to capture those you need to capture and to process the ones that are coming here through the gates rather than crossing just the border beyond the gates. Is we just need to do something. We do need to do something different, and the Republicans are being of no use whatsoever in actually improving our border policy, aside from making our borders now look like the borders of the old Soviet Union. With razor wires and guys willing to shoot shoot immigrants as they try to come across the border.
Hey Mark, let me ask you, because I'm getting ready to change the subject, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this. The measles is coming back with a vengeance in this nation. The measles were basically eradicated back in 1963 when, at some point, you know, there were so many American children dying from measles, and they created a vaccination that by law, all children had to be vaccinated at birth for the measles, tuberculosis, and other things. So the measles are on, an ascension in this country because people refuse to have their children vaccinated. And it endangers so many others because there are individuals in our nation who somehow think that their independence is more paramount than what's in the best interest of all of the people. Can you help me understand why, you know, people now can clearly, in the face of knowing that these numbers are rising, say, I don't want my child vaccinated? That impacts and affects other people. And yet, you know, they'd rather take the risk. What is happening, man?
That befuddles me as well. That I can't imagine that 40 years ago, that when these vaccinations, we eliminated smallpox, that any conservatives would be going out there and saying, "Well, we shouldn't be getting these vaccinations. It's a limit on our freedom, and we need to not do that. You know, not have these mandated vaccines." I mean, when those vaccines came out, smallpox, polio, and for measles,
rubella.
I might have had measles and chickenpox because
right.
The vaccines weren't available at that point in time. That because I'm 65 now, but I mean that those vaccines are a blessing. If I would have had the chickenpox vaccine, I never would have ended up with having shingles. You know, that a few years back now. That it is just ridiculous that how this has been incorporated into conservative politics. To actually, in some states now, they're going to make it difficult to get vaccines. Like in Florida, now there's actually legislation down there, you know, that against mandating vaccines. I mean, it is just the problems that we could have for some of this stuff. Because some of those diseases, like measles, certain forms of measles can cause heart defects later on.
Blindness, all sorts of things. I just, man, for the life of me, don't understand what people are thinking. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. David from Mequon, good morning.
Good morning, Earl. Really quickly, in continuation of what you're just talking about, a lot of it has to do with the fact, okay, why are measles and smallpox, spreading like it is?
Well, we know why.
There's a lot of Americans. Well, we know there's Americans who are not getting vaccinated. Unfortunately, it's imperative that happens because, I mean, you may disagree with this, but when you have people coming from other parts of the world where they're not getting accessible to these vaccines, they're carrying these particular diseases, they will bring them into, you know, communities, and the people that refuse to get that, they're going to be harmed. And so it really is imperative because, like I said, until these people that are coming over in, you know, boatloads, and we know that they're not vaccinated, and, you know, they're not vaccinated against almost anything.
Hey Dave, hang on a second.
It's a risk.
Dave, hang on a second. Calvin, you want to respond to Dave?
Well, I'm just not sure how people should be vaccinated. Yes, I'm not sure how this is connecting to immigration. This seems more like an avenue to talk about a different talking point.
Are you serious, Calvin?
Yeah, he is.
Calvin? Okay, well, then he's totally naive. All he has to do is easily research the amount of diseases that these people unfortunately have. And one of the reasons why, if you look, coming from Africa, coming from Central America, it is widespread down there. It's easy enough to look it up. If he does, if he doesn't believe me, he can look it up.
Hey, hey, Dave.
I'm not lying.
Hey, Dave, let me say this to you.
And I also, I didn't say I didn't believe you that was a thing. I'm just, they're separated issues. People getting vaccinated. We should be getting vaccinated even if migrants weren't carrying diseases, was my point.
So Dave, I will echo Calvin's sentiments to tie the fact that Americans are choosing not to get vaccinated and are spreading, and these diseases are spreading. It's not because of immigrants coming into the country. There are Americans who are contracting these illnesses, and they themselves are spreading it amongst other Americans. The issue is not immigrants coming in from out of the country, Dave. It's American citizens who have chosen not to have their children vaccinated.
Earl, just for the record, it is a combination of both. Both immigrants and Americans need to be vaccinated, plain and simple. That's what it needs to be done, because what will happen is if these immigrants are not vaccinated, they are going to overwhelm the system as far as our healthcare system is. I gave you an article what's going on in Denver with the fact that they got 40,000 people now that are there, and it's taxing the health system. And you could look that up in the Denver Post and the local.
Hey Dave, up there. You know, I don't need to look it up, you know. They're Americans who don't have health insurance, who are taxing the system as well. And so there are a lot more Americans who don't have health insurance than immigrants who are coming into the country, Dave. It's easy to point the finger at people who come into our nation. And I don't know why it's so hard to point the fingers at Americans who have made decisions that aren't in the best interest of their fellow countrymen. When you say, I'm not going to have my child vaccinated for, you know, tuberculosis and measles and rubella and all those other different things that all of us were vaccinated for. My children were vaccinated. Our parents made sure we had those things. You know, the truth of the matter is, man, that changed. People made decisions in this country to stop doing that because they don't trust the vaccinations. It's not because people have come in from outside of the country, Dave, and created this.
Earl, I'm not disagreeing with you at all that people need to be vaccinated. I'm with both yourself and Kelvin that we need to have vaccination. I'm not denying that people need to be vaccinated. I want to be clear with that. What I'm saying to you, though, is that because of this, and because the fact we have an accident, I can say, because we have people that are...
All right, we got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come right back to you. Such a long time.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I just don't understand, you know, why we're going back to a time that historically we knew what the outcome was. Many children died. Many babies died. And as these diseases ran rampant throughout our nation, and if those people could come back, you know, my parents didn't question whether or not we should have those vaccinations. We all had them. It was mandatory. You couldn't go to school if you didn't have the vaccinations. And now people are demanding that they have exceptions to those. That's what I'm challenging. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Your thoughts?
Morning, Earl and Calvin. I believe in the vaccinations that our generations were privileged to have. But one of my thoughts this morning is that one of the things we can know from the Taylor Smith leadership, and granted, she's not an average citizen, but she's a person of influence, is that beyond the effect of corporations and the government to bring, you know, the changes for humanity and affecting climate change, it shows us the need for actions that can be taken by us, you know, individuals, to right this big ship of life and the planet that we're on. Young people aren't skewed yet by some of the questionable values prevalent in our society, and they're proving, you know, the leadership that we need to in a positive way forward. Thanks.
You know, Mary. Yes, Taylor Swift, you know, represents young people. She's opening the eyes of young people. She's encouraging young people to vote. She is aware of things that are going on. She's not just a billionaire young lady. She's a young lady who's cognizant of what is happening politically, and she's made a decision on what side of the equation she comes down on. And so, you know, that is a dangerous element as far as Republicans are concerned, and they want to figure out a way to, you know, disenfranchise her and to silence her. But a young lady as powerful as that, they'll never be able to silence, and she's going to continue to organize young people. Isn't that what we want, Mary? Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I joined late, so I was wondering why the Republicans were bashing and trying to run Taylor Swift out of town. But I guess from your last conversation, I got kind of an idea. But I just think to myself, you know what? Does she even care? Because she's got more money than God.
Well, you know, they don't like the fact that she's organizing young people to vote. And she supports Joe Biden, and she's clearly stated that. And so she's organizing young people to go and register and those kinds of things. And that's, you know, that's an inherent danger. So she must be ridiculed and lambasted because she's a danger to the Republican Party if she can organize young people to vote Democrat. Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. Taylor Swift's not a danger to Republicans, and nobody cares.
Julie, I have to say to you, it's all over, it's everywhere. You know, Sean Hannity did, and I read what he had to say last night, and Republicans are disagree with you. But go ahead.
Followers aren't old enough to vote. Number one, it's Taylor Swift. It's no different than Kid Rock. Nobody listens to these people seriously about who they're going to vote for. They don't sway anybody about who they're going to vote for. And if they do, it's frightening.
So let me, Julie, I will say this. Donald Trump sways people on who they should vote for. Taylor Swift sways young people. She has 94 million followers. She's able to organize young people. And she is an inherent danger to the Republican Party because she's already decided she's supporting Joe Biden. And so Republicans, not just Sean Hannity, I would advise you to Google Taylor Swift and the Republicans, and you'll see that it's not some fictitious argument or debate. It's real. And so there is an attack and assault from the Republican Party, and it'll continue on Taylor Swift. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a short hiatus. Don't touch that dial. Up next, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, social media CEO.